AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil show for your Monday. On a very slippery day in the Twin Cities. Matt, Brett here. It depends on where you're at right now. I just came down 169 and then 212, and those roads were pretty much completely cleared. But, some of the secondary roads I've been on today, holy cow, are they bad. Mm-hmm. Where did it get worse? Was it Southwest Metro got the worst of it? Do you know?
I don't know where it got worse. I just know trying to get on 394 from where I live, that ramp was a little slick.
Was it? Yeah. Be careful out there. I got a little haggard here because I had a neighbor who took a fall. And all of a sudden, I'm getting ready to leave, and well, there's an ambulance blocking my driveway. And so, how do you get away? Hey, pal, can you stop saving that guy's life and move? I'm running late. You can't get away with that.
Especially saying, I'm a radio host. Oh, no. Don't you know who I am? Move the ambulance.
That's when the weapons get pulled. Those firearms come on out if necessary. It's nasty out there. I mean, as a matter of fact, I had a friend last night who contacted me and said, hey, make sure you mention something about the Southwest out in Chanhassen as they're solving problems. Not a lot of accidents working on the main roads, but... Be careful out there. Give yourself plenty of time. And I believe you're actually going to give yourself plenty of time because judging from everyone that I heard from trying to drive to work today, it was a delight. Mm-hmm. So let's start off with the massive television spectacular from yesterday. Okay. Me being on Fox News.
For like 3 minutes.
Did you see it? Did you see it?
I just watched it back. Yeah. On the America's News headquarters website. I
looked at it. Okay. Okay, how did it look?
Looked fine. I didn't see anything wrong with it.
Okay, and let me explain why I'm asking this. I have no idea. I have no idea.
So you didn't get a picture of the other two guys, did you?
Oh, not only that, so I go to Fox 9, and I don't know, I know the guys at Fox 9. I don't think they would set anyone up like this. Maybe, but Fox News might. I get in there, I sit down at the chair, at this little table and chair, to do this, and they have a camera, and I said, okay, now, if you ever have done television, if you ever go to a television studio, and you look at the camera, you can see on the camera what the image is you're playing. And as a matter of fact, a lot of those guys, one of the reasons why TV news people look so professional and honed is when they're looking into the camera, what they are seeing is the script, and they can read it looking straight into the camera, as opposed to the days of old where they were looking down the paper and then looking back up into the camera. You know, they are just looking straight into the camera. And when I would do stuff like traffic, when I would do television, you could see there are monitors everywhere. You could see what you were doing as you were doing it. But Fox 9 is not Fox News. And Fox News, of course, is in D.C. This are the main, I think their main broadcast headquarters are in D.C. They also have a major studio in New York. But this show originated out of D.C. And so I did not have the video feed. And I don't know why. I mean, I don't think it would be that difficult to set up. So I have no idea what the can of a Cheese Whiz I was debating looked like. And I mean, I'm just going to go with can of Cheese Whiz. Am I pretty close?
Yeah, yeah.
He's Philadelphia.
They did put ears on you and a little mustache.
He's from Philly. He was from Philly. So I.
Oh, he was. Okay.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, so yeah, you know, his obnoxiousness is genetic. Anyway, so you know, and of course, I get there, and then of course the earpiece they give me is only being fed through on a phone line. And it's worse than some of the phone lines we've had with Stein. When Stein's like driving across rural Iowa, it sounded like that. I'm like, how is this sound this bad?
And for a national network, they couldn't get you a clean feed?
They didn't. So I have the, okay, all right, man, you're going to be ready to go here in just a minute. Okay. Were you talking to me? Yeah, cold. Yeah, it was cold here. It's not today. All right, so this is great. I can't see anything. I can barely hear anything. And I'm just sitting in the newsroom over at Fox 9 looking into a camera going, well, this is going to be interesting. Guy asked the first question. And if you can paraphrase me this. Because, right. Like I said, I got, I'm getting talking to Charlie Brown's teacher here. So the first question comes down is like, will this Northam, the governor of Virginia, who of course was discovered in his medical yearbook that he was in, he's either in blackface or he's wearing a KKK outfit. It's one of the two. It's wildly unacceptable. And his unwillingness to resign. And the question is, how will this impact the 2020 election? And I'm like, it's not going to, because pretty much, and all of a sudden I hear, and like pretty much I hear this, what? I was like, oh, that must be Philly guy. That must be the can of Cheese Whiz. And it was, he's like, what are you talking about? This is going to ruin the Democratic Party. The elections in 2020, I think we have a little time here before we get to the point of, you know, and that was the whole thing, was the narrative of this segment was, aren't the Democrats screwed because of Northam? They might as well quit now and just give Trump the next term and not even try to win. And that was this rational debate that I was having. And I'm like, okay, pretty much every Democratic candidate's condemned the guy. It is early 2019, and you're talking in the 2020 election. Your primaries are not even a year away for Virginia. This is not going to affect it. It will affect it if Northam doesn't leave, and that was the whole thing. To which then Johnny Cheesewiz kind of gets into this, they're in trouble, all this stuff. And I don't know if you could, did you hear me go after him? Said, oh, you want consistency? Okay, fine. Oh,
he did not like that.
Oh, he didn't.
The host didn't like it either.
Well, I don't give a rat's caboose what he didn't like. You don't set me up like that. And I like a little smack back. And by the way, what was their response? We're not here talking about the Covington High School kids that were in blackface. And once again, the argument is, while this guy, Northam, was in school, he shouldn't have been in blackface. Covington High School in Kentucky, only, 4 years ago, was at had a basketball game where kids were in blackface, for God's sakes. If it wasn't good for them, it sure as heck shouldn't be good for them. And, of course, my reference to Steve King, the walking Klan rally, that was, thank you very much. Bon appetit, everyone. And I could tell, we're not talking about that. We're only talking about Northam. And that's how he said it, too, isn't it? Something to that effect.
They
want to focus on Northam.
I didn't even hear you mention Steve King. I wonder if the other guy was just kind of shouting and getting angry at that point. I don't remember you even saying anything about him.
Oh, at the very end, they cut me off. Okay. And I wouldn't be surprised if they cut my mic. Because, you know, in honest debate, you know, crap.
I'm gonna have to go back. That'd be interesting if they did, because I don't remember you at all saying Steve King.
It was right at the end, when the cutting off, I said the walking Klan rally, that's Steve King. And they might have cut me off at that point. The rest of it was nothingness, but it was just, you know, they set it up to talk about this in a very, you know, pro-Republican way. And I mean, I didn't even get to Mitch McConnell's Confederate flag stuff. Right. How many of these other, and Steve King is the consummate, and then the White House itself. And I mean, I was ready to go. If they came back, like, how is the White House bigoted? Oh, I don't know. The transgender ban in the military. I'll go with being on the side of the Pentagon on this one, you know, which they didn't want to talk about that. It was only, they wanted to, in their myopic worldview, they only wanted to focus on Northam and how every Democrat was in so much trouble. It was just dishonesty, and that's I should have known better. But that's all it was. And I think I did hold my own against the guy. I mean, even though I couldn't see him or hear him.
Was it just me, or did it seem kind of weird that the thing was only like 3 minutes long? You would think they would have a panel discussion be, you know, maybe 10 minutes long? Or
They said it was 3 to 5 minutes. I think it was like they ended up being about 4 total. Okay. They said it was going to be 3 to 5 minutes, and it's this thing. The producer said, I thought she did a good job, because she said, we'll probably have you back because you at least hold your own against these guys. I asked the security guard, because like I said, I couldn't see any of this. I asked the security guard at 9, I said, was the can of Cheese Whiz, was he pretty red-faced when I kind of threw it back at him? He goes, oh, yeah, he was not happy. You know, if you want, you know, you don't want to play. The reality is they didn't want to have an honest discussion. And at the end of the day, that was the whole point, because I condemned Northam. I said he should resign. But since we're on the subject, how about condemning the high school kids in Kentucky, the ones that were screaming in the face of the Native American veteran? for them being in blackface, or Steve King, or Mitch McConnell, or Vice President Pence, or Trump. Where is any condemnation at all? And you see, this is why the Republicans are in trouble, in my mind, is because they have to look at things in such a pinpoint mentality. They cannot look at things in a fair and balanced way, because if they do, then they have to condemn their own. And like I said, how contrived is it anyway to talk about a governor of Virginia who should resign for being a belligerent idiot, and how it's going in February of 2019, and how it's doomed the Democrats in 2020? How contrived is that entire subject anyway? Needless to say, I was I haven't seen it. I have not seen it. I said after that whole dog and pony show, I was like, okay, I'm not even going to watch the damn thing. But you saw it. You said it was okay.
Go back and watch it. Yeah, I thought you held your own, but I am interested to see if they did cut off your mic on the Steve King thing. I could be wrong. Could just be me not hearing it, maybe.
Check it. Yeah. Check it to see if they did. Because I said, why aren't we talking about why are we not condemning the Covington High School kids for being in blackface? Why are we not condemning the walking Klan rally that's Steve King? And that's how I said it. And so if you didn't hear it, then they cut my mic. Which, you know, nice, fair, and honest debate there we're having. You know, hey, it's just, don't let him talk. You know, come on. You got to do better than that. I mean, and like I said, you and I talked last week when we got that notification from them. I mean, how legitimate, how honest was this going to be? Am I just being set up to be the one liberal taking on four conservatives on a myopic topic? This is my first experience doing this Fox News stuff, but for God's sakes, come on. First of all, your question shouldn't be so damn contrived. Second of all, you shouldn't basically prevent from having the discussion about all these politicians and their political, and racial problems that they have. So where did you find that, by the way, if people want to go see it?
If you just Google the name of the show, America's News Headquarters, pull it up, and then they have a bunch of videos on there, and you're the one that says, announced 2020 Democratic presidential candidates call for Governor Northam to resign. Yeah, it's like a five-minute segment. They'll talk for a minute, then they go to you.
All righty, yeah. Yeah, that was... It was what I thought. We went out. I got just to clear my mind of that. Because like I said, I mean, what was with the whole setup anyway? Did the Republican, was he not able to see the feed? Was he not able to hear, clearly in his headset? Or was that just, because like I said, I mean, it's like Potter in It's a Wonderful Life when he invites, George Bailey into his office and he sets him in a chair and he puts him in the lower chair. You know what I mean? He just like, the guy's sitting down lower than him. We'll start him off. He can't see anything. He really can't hear anything. And then we'll let the other guy start screaming at him when they ask a question. And like I said, boy, they did not like it when I brought up the Republicans' racism. They did not like that at all. We should mention really quick the Super Bowl. Do you know why Bill Belichick is probably the greatest football coach that's ever lived? He's figured out something that no one else has. He has figured out how to take guys that most people would overlook. And he doesn't look at individual players as an individual anymore. He looks at them as part of a unit. And players, most of the league would look over and say, garbage. Belichick has figured out how to take them and make them into one team, one unit. And he just, it's six Super Bowls, man. Six Super Bowls.
Former Viking Cordarrelle Patterson. Look at what he did on that team.
He has his ring now. And Cordarrelle Patterson, no one wanted him.
Yeah, the Vikings just cut him. Yeah.
We cut him and no one else wanted him. They brought him in over the Patriots and all of a sudden he's a superstar. Yeah, it just is. He is the magic. Belichick does look like a Meisterburger from Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Swear to God, my daughter said that and I spit my Diet Coke halfway across the room. She's like, oh my God, you're right. It's a difficult responsibility. The game was the best. What was the best commercial for you? That NFL commercial was pretty good, but I also liked the Jason Bateman one.
I had no interest in the game, so I only watched one play, and it was the interception at the end. So I'm like, I saw all I needed to see.
Yeah, you did actually. Halftime. It's a halftime show for a football game.
Oh, I heard that was just pretty atrocious.
But they say that every time now. Yeah, okay. I mean, you could have
the Timberlake one last year was pretty good though.
Heaven could open up, and here comes John Lennon, Elvis Presley, and David Bowie all down to sing their biggest hits. And the next day will be like, they didn't play my favorite song. They suck. You know, that's just the standard when it comes to that. It was the Super Bowl. That's all it was. I will say that it just, yeah, I don't know how you pick against them, but I will say this is a funny thing. If the Chicago Bears would have rested their players in week 17, let the Vikings win and make the playoffs, and then beaten the Lynn Daylights out of the Vikings the next week in Chicago, Chicago Bears would have won the Super Bowl yesterday. Because I don't think anyone else would have stopped them. I just think the Philadelphia Eagles had their number, and if they would have done that, I mean, that New England Patriots team couldn't beat the Bears. I really do. That defense, no. I don't think they would have. I think that Brady would have been on his butt half that game. And so, you know, at the end of the day, you can take your height into your heart, this wonderful notion that the Chicago Bears, if not for the fact that they beat the Vikings just to spite the Vikings, cost themselves the Super Bowl.
That's a Minnesota moral victory right there.
Bon appetit. 952-946-6205. Three big stories to get to when we come on back. I do want to mention here that, of course, Todd Collett is sponsoring us AM 950, this radio this week. You can find his CD, Just Folk Music, over at CD Baby. I'll put the link up on Twitter and Facebook. If you'd like to sponsor AM 950, just like Todd Collett and his band Just Folk, 952-946-8885, 952-946-8885 for more information. We'll be back. It is the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Total Dog Company is the destination dog food and gear store on the west side of the Twin Cities, with easy access off of 169. We have a growing group of loyal customers and increasing numbers of referrals from dog professionals and dog parents because we carry quality products, give sound advice, and are easy to do business with. Total Dog Company keeps up on the latest developments in dog nutrition and products. Find us in New Hope off of 169 at 9432 36th Avenue North and at TotalDogCompany.com.
The Blue Wave finally happened. Hey, it's Brett from the Minnesota Progressive Repartee, and I think it's time we have a repartee about all our hard work with the Blue State Ball on Saturday, March 2nd at the Blaisdell in Minneapolis. I'll be there along with my co-hosts Hunter and Doug, and so will Matt McNeil, Ellie Krug, and our headliner Tom Hartman, with more sure to be added. So let's celebrate the Blue Wave with the 2019 Blue State Ball. Again, that's Saturday, March 2nd at the Blaisdell in Minneapolis. Tickets at am950radio.com. That's am950radio.com.
A fantastic lunch is waiting for you at Milton's, 36 and Douglas in Crystal. Start with their delicious wings, Milton-style, buffalo, barbecue, or naked. Or try their famous barbecue rib nachos. They've got great lunch options, like their grilled sandwiches, the ribeye, the chicken, and the portobello mushroom. Try the fantastic fried egg with asparagus and ciabatta, and their jerk chicken sandwich. Or change it up with a Milton's Cobb salad, a chopped jerk chicken salad, or their warm and satisfying soups. Lunch today will be delicious if you head to Milton's, 36 and Douglas in friendly Crystal.
Mo's Tax Service, family-owned and operated since 1971, providing a full spectrum of tax preparation and associated services. Think about it. Why would you take your most important financial information to a franchise operation with a cheap basic package that goes up dramatically once you're in the door? You can find out all you need to know about Mo's by visiting www.mostax.com. That's M-O-H-S-Tax.com. Or call them at 612-721-2026. Don't be a blockhead. Go to the professionals at Mo's Tax Service.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 94, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526. Or autotech.org.
Pete, friend of mine, making the post, says best halftime show hands down was Prince when he went and tore up a pouring Miami. It was pouring rain. He went out there and he did that show, and it was still better than anything else they've ever done. It was it was boring. It was pretty rough. Anyway, you did go back and listen to the tape here.
Oh, yeah, your debate with the right-wing guy. So, yeah, you did get your Steve King comment in there. You have to listen kind of carefully because the other right-wing guy is definitely not happy. He's kind of shouting over you.
Oh, yeah, so, just a little bit. Yeah, but that's that calm demeanor of Philadelphia. Remember, Minneapolis' slogan, hey, we might have cold winter, but we're not Philadelphia. And so there you go. God, I knew it the minute they said, you got the conservative guys from Philly. I'm like, oh, crap. Jeez. Really? I got to take on that guy? All right. 952-946-6205. So a little bit of refresher course for you, because I've been doing some follow-up work in regards to the Broadmoor Valley Mobile Home Park. This is in Marshall, Minnesota. This is the City Pages did the story, or excuse me, Star Tribune did the story. Star Tribune did the story talking about how the residents there have formed their own association to fight the owner of the facility because his road maintenance is so bad that school buses and garbage trucks won't even go up in there. And it's so bad. I mean, apparently he's not plowing or anything like that. So cars are all stuck in there. And it was a really, and that's just the beginning of it. There are numerous problems with this mobile home park in Marshall, one of the few low income housing areas in the Marshall area. And, you know, there's holes in walls. Units are not taken care of. There's intimidation and threats from the management, or accusations of that, I should say. But needless to say, I mean, the holes in the walls and stuff like that, I mean, that stuff that's you can, the driveways, that's there. The threats of intimidation, that's the basically one side is saying that they're being threatened. And that's why they formed the association. And I made the point about, because we just went through this really cold stretch of weather, and I just sort of said, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but if I was in a house with a mobile home with some kids, I would hope that the walls weren't open to the nature when it's minus 20-something, God forbid. You know, you want to make sure it's warm. And so it actually dawned on me. I said, maybe someone should follow up on this. So I started making them calls. I got a chat today. Now, one of the initial arguments I made was that if the city of Marshall wanted to fix this problem today, they could. And I will, to a point, I am going to stand by that statement. But I do feel a little bit for the city of Marshall. Under this guise, after I talked today with one of the city planners, city clerks, the problem is that they've never had anything like this happen before. And they are a more conservative part of the state. And anytime, and trust me, I was part of the Hopkins Planning and Zoning Committee. And I encourage you, get involved in your local community. Get involved with your local politics. Find out what's going on at the local level. There is your city council. You can get Parks and Rec. You can go to, some communities have a water board. You can have planning and zoning. Get involved. It's an incredibly rewarding experience. But one of the things you do realize is anytime you propose a new rule, a new amendment, something to change, people coming out of the woodwork. Now, I'm in relatively liberal Hopkins, and we get that. In Marshall, you know you're getting you're good at government control. Government's taking control of our lives. You know, they get that crap. And so they're very hesitant. They know that if they propose anything, that they know that they're going to get an insane amount of pushback from, if I may be bold, idiots. Idiots that basically don't understand that sometimes a private person, a private company, a private landowner, whatever, has to be reined in, not because big government's looking to take control, but because the individual's actions have forced the city to have to get there. Now, one thing the city is immediately working on is snow removal. And this is something that, and they're applying this to private held areas where there is rental properties involved. One of the things that is, I think, is good about this is that it's a quick way to deal with that road. Because once again, the guy that owns the property says, it's too expensive to fix. I don't want to fix it. I'm trying to get it fixed, but he's making a lot of excuses. Meanwhile, school buses can't pick up in there. And the city is making the most valid argument they can. If I've got to send an emergency vehicle in there, I need to make sure that emergency vehicle can get in there. And if that can't be the case, then we're going to have some big problems. So what they're using is the emergency vehicles, access ordinance to say that you have to have your road plowed and it has to be something you can traverse. There you go. So the city of Marshall is working on that. There also seems to be some question that, and once again, part of the issue with Marshall, the city of Marshall, is that they haven't had to deal with this stuff. The inspection and licensing of a mobile home park at one point was with the state, and now it's with the Southwest Health and Human Services or Community Services, whatever, Southwest, something like that. It's a government organization that's supposed to oversee these groups, which brings me to that question. It sounds like that group has not done their job, because undeniably there have been complaints against this mobile home park. Undeniably there have been, but yet this mobile home park seems to be able to get their license and has no problem with penalties, fees, at least to our knowledge. I mean, I want to check in on this more often, but it sounds like the city of Marshall is doing some things to do it. And also there are some larger discussions going on about changing ordinances and getting more involved with anything that involves rental property to make sure their residents aren't being abused. And at the end of the day, that's the key here. You have people who are being abused. Now, whether you want to give the maximum benefit of the doubt and you say it's unintentional, or if you want to say, oh, no, it's 100% this guy's trying to do this. It's regardless, that's why you have to have, this is why government exists, is that if you just allow lawlessness to happen, people get screwed. And this idea of this libertarian utopia that will exist and everyone's got their $1 million and there's no crime and all this, that's just delusional moron talk, okay? You have to have a government that helps if the poorest person in town has a grievance, a legitimate grievance against the wealthiest person in town, there has to be a way for the poorest person in town to get justice in that case. And if the city doesn't step up and do it, well, you know, you're only forcing the hands of lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit until they step up. Now, in the case of Marshall, once again, I believe these guys, they just didn't realize it was that bad because they're not part of the inspection process. But they also have been somewhat hesitant to put in rules because they get, you're big government taking control sort of people, when the reality is big government is there to basically ensure people do not get screwed over. Your big government, and I guarantee you, the people that are screaming about big government under control are the ones that are like, where's big government to help me? So they're working on fixing this problem. But if I may make a plea to the Attorney General of the state of Minnesota, Keith Ellison, Attorney General, for goodness sakes, please, with the full power of your office, could you do a full investigation into this and see if this is an individual, this guy, I think he lives in Colorado, is this the kind of person we want owning rental properties anywhere in the state of Minnesota? Could you please? I mean, I think there needs to be a full investigation, and I'm pretty sure Keith Ellison is the exact right person to do the full investigation here. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
The fine folks at Common Good Books will help you find the perfect book for you or the book lover in your life. Find a huge selection from a locally owned and independent bookseller in the Twin Cities. They are always bringing in top authors from around the globe for special in-store events. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Find Common Good Books at 38 South Snelling Avenue in St. Paul or shop online at commongoodbooks.com.
Crazy about pets? We are too. The Pet Connection Show is a great venue for fun, informative, and creative conversations about pets. Join myself, Kathy Menard, and Dr. Nicole Parol, along with guests who are leaders in the dynamic and growing pet industry, as we discuss healthcare, relationships, behaviors, and even political issues as they relate to our pets. So come, sit, stay for the Pet Connection Show, Sundays 11 a.m. to noon on AM 950 Radio, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office. We always offer a free exam and x-rays for new patients because we believe you shouldn't have to pay to find out what's wrong with your teeth. Call today. We're open early and late and Saturdays to fit your schedule. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
Rudy Luther Toyota has a great selection of new vehicles, but Rudy Luther is also one of the largest volume Toyota-certified used vehicle dealers in the country. They have better prices than many non-certified dealers, and they offer a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, feature incredibly low interest rates, and all their vehicles go through a comprehensive inspection and reconditioning process. And right now, they're paying top dollar for your trade-in, even if you don't buy from them. Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman. You know, Continental Diamond is special for a lot of reasons. The owners are Jimmy and Helene Pessis, a husband and wife team who had a dream to open their own store more than 30 years ago. They've built a business that is the gold standard. The readers of Minnesota Bride Magazine have named Continental Diamond the best jeweler for the last 7 years. Why? Amazing, friendly, no-pressure customer service, a selection of fine diamonds and design jewelry unlike anywhere else, and the fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies are pretty great, too. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park and at ContinentalDiamond.com.
Oh, good. Just what we needed to make these roads even a little bit better. Nice little bit of snow.
Ugh. How much are they saying now?
3 to 5.
Oh, okay.
Chance of snow, 80%, 3 to 5 inches. And then it's all going to be tomorrow during the day. There's no way in the world they're going to close schools in the metro area anytime soon. They really aren't. They're going to try to leave those schools open as much as possible because they've already given the. I mean, last week was really what it was. Late start on Monday because of the snow, and then they were off for 3 days for most of the state. They have to make those days up. They trust me. They do not want to have school going until like the 20th of June,
it's the 4th of July. Ending school, yeah,
it's very Irish. The eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week, Cafe Latte, one of the best places in town. I love going over there to St. Paul. I was over in St. Paul with the Winter Carnival yesterday. Stopped on in, got myself a nice hot cup of coffee. Delicious there. And you got to try, if you've not had the chocolate turtle cake, it was on the cover of Midwest Living magazine. It is that good. It is delicious. Great food there as well. Victorian Grand in St. Paul, Cafe Latte, the eatlocalminnesota.com. Minnesota.com restaurant of the week. 952-946-6205. Now, we did not have a Democrat of the day on the Senate District 11 race. Now, that special election to fill a seat that was vacated by the senator moving over to Tim Walz's administration, that is going up. That's going on tomorrow. And that is the Senate District 11. To give you an idea where this is at, it's on the eastern border. It basically is Pine City north to Cloquet. I think Hermantown's in there. It's basically that whole stretch. If you've ever driven to the Iron Range, if you've ever driven to the Duluth, you've gone through Senate District 11. Like a lot of districts in the rural parts of the state, there's a heavy Republican contingent, especially in the southern part. That's where they had the Pine County Sheriff Robin Cook, the guy who told, "Do you tell that President Obama if there's a gun rule that he passes that I don't think is right, I'm not going to enforce it because I'm Robin Cook, the Pine County Sheriff." Pew, pew, pew. I haven't done Robin Cook Pine County. He's not the Carroll County Sheriff up there. That's why I don't talk about that clown anymore. But that was who that guy was. And so you do have this Republican contingency. And of course, once again, you go like the Tobys and stuff like that. They're all conservative, right wing, far right wing conservatives through Hinckley and stuff like that. And then you get up towards Duluth and it's very blue up there. The northern part of that district is very Democrat. So the first thing I want to make sure I tell everyone out there is if you know someone from Pine City that runs the 35 corridor from Pine City up to Cloquet, and call your friends in Hermantown too if you know them up there, and ask them, are you voting tomorrow? Do you need help getting to your voting place? Secretary of State's office has all that information on there, all right? It is incredibly important that seat be held by the Democrats. And the Democrats, once again, vacated the seat, but they're trying to pick it up here. As a matter of fact, Stu Laurie is the candidate. He's the son of the senator that vacated the seat. So it would be staying in the family. Jason Rarick is the Republican. And, I think the Democrats need to hold this seat.
And yeah, I get it. We like to pat ourselves on the back. We like to feel better. We like to write our memes. We like to do stuff online. If you've got a phone, it's a phone. All right. It's a phone. The most powerful weapon you can use is your own voice. Call your friends in the Senate District 11 and tell them to get to the polls tomorrow. And if they need help, ask them if you, I'll tell you what, let me pull up the Secretary of State's website and find out where your voting place is. I'll let you know right away and what the hours will be tomorrow. Okay. Everyone. And once again, it's the 35 corridor running from Pine City, basically up to Cloquet. All right. Anyone, you know, get them there. But I want to bring up this race because I want to call out the Duluth News Tribune. Because I don't quite know what they're doing up there. In a special election to fill, this is out of Bluestem Prairie, in a special election to fill the empty seat in Minnesota Senate District 11, the Duluth News Tribune has endorsed the Republican candidate, noting that Representative Rarick has better background. Rarick is a union-endorsed master electrician and a small business owner, in addition to already being an effective and respected representative in the Minnesota House. I don't know about that. Come on. Please. Nowhere in the piece does the editorial board mention the union endorsements of his opponent, Stu Lowry, even though it's easy to find them on Lowry's own endorsement page. So once again, the Duluth News Tribune puts it out there that the Republican is the union-endorsed candidate. That's one of the reasons why they're backing him up, when almost three times as many unions endorsed the Democrat than they did the Republican. Here are the endorsements that Stu Lowry's got from his page. Ask Me Council 5, Ask Me Council 65, Duluth Building Trades, Education Minnesota, the Minnesota AFL-CIO, Northeast Area Labor Council, the Minnesota Association of Professional Employees, Minnesota Nurses Association, United Steelworkers, the SEIU, Minnesota State Council, Teamsters Joint Council 32. The grand unions that they have for giving Rarick his endorsement: the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, 110. The International Union of Operating Engineers, Locals, 49. Minnesota Pipe Trades Association, North State Central Regional Council on Carpenters. So it's clearly the more union-friendly candidate is clearly Lowry. And basically, given the fact that I'm reading out of Bluestem Prairie here, given that Lowry is endorsed by so many more labor unions and labor councils, Bluestem wonders why the editorial board of the Duluth News Tribune thought somehow make his opponent's four endorsements make Rarick stand out. They're silent about Lowry's much larger union support. One might notably conclude the copy misleads the paper's readers about the candidates. There might be reasons so many Minnesota labor organizations endorsed Lowry, as was reported. Minnesota Republican hardhat labor buddies don't like pals getting paid prevailing wages. Rarick answered two union-related questions in the 2014 Minnesota Chamber of Commerce's Leadership Fund PACS questionnaire. Rarick told the chamber in 2014 that he supported weakening labor laws in the prevailing wage. Here are the questions. Which statement best reflects your views on requiring all workers in a union shop to pay union dues as a condition of employment? I would support legislation to reduce the amount of fair share dues non-union members pay to unions. Basically gutting the unions, and this has been a conservative cause to basically get rid of the unions overall. The other thing, would you support challenging Minnesota's prevailing wage calculation into the average wage? Yes. So they don't want to do the prevailing wage. They want to do the average wage so you people get paid less. So the real question here is, what the hell are you thinking, International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers 110, International Union of Operating Engineers Local 49, Minnesota Pipe Trades Association, and North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters? You're endorsing a guy who's trying to kill your unions, you fools. God! And you gave the Duluth News Tribune, whose entire article was incredibly misleading, the ability to use you guys as fodder to justify their endorsement of the Republican. You know, he sounds like he's going to shoot us in the head. I think we should vote for him. He sounds like a great guy. He's going to burn down our house and take our wife. Well, what a swell fella. What's wrong with you people? What do you have to see from the Republican Party for you to realize that that is not what you want to know? Is it the Confederate flag? Is it the MAGA hats? Is that what it is? Is it, oh, Matt,
You don't get what it's like here in rural Minnesota. You know, you libertards in the metro area like to sit there and kind of dictate what we do. If I want to vote for someone who's going to take away my wages, well, I'm gonna. Yes, heaven forbid I try to stand in your way, sir. Dear God, man, what's wrong with you people? You know, the Republicans have been saying that we're Satan's tool and they want to kill us all. So who's all for endorsing them? Because, you know, I hate Hillary. I hate Hillary. I don't need a wage. I don't need my home. Tell you what, why don't you do this? And then why don't you have to downgrade to something like that Broadmoor Valley Mobile Home Park, huh? And lose everything because you endorsed the Republican who wrote the bill to gut your unions. Why don't you? God, you any union that's endorsing a Republican, you're drunk. I have no idea why you're doing it. Let's go with the guy who says he wants to wipe us out. I think he's got some good ideas. Really? Really? Because you would think that if you had a brain in your freaking skull, you would say to yourself, hey, you know the most important thing for us is good wages, quality of life, good benefits. Well, they want to get rid of all of them? Well, he's got my vote. Really? Wow. Someone's got to call you guys out on this. Someone has to. I have no problem doing it. On the news side of the paper, Bradley Slater reports Senate District 11 candidates call for action over mail-in ballots. This is also a bit of a problem. The ballots are having some problems up there. The more than 400 mail-in ballots arrived late and were not counted during the primary in January. The United States Postal Service, slowed by years of cuts coupled with truncated special election timelines, resulted in ballots arriving after votes had been counted and the election verified. Lauer is one of 3,000-plus registered voters in mail-in precincts in Senate District 11. He's also vying in Tuesday's special election to fill the vacant Senate seat as Democratic farm labor nominee. Lauer is joined by the ballot by Republican Jason Rarick and legal marijuana now candidate John Bierenbach. Having not received his ballot in a timely fashion, Lauer instead voted at his local courthouse to cover for what has been an issue throughout the special election process. It's really disappointing and absolutely something we need to address in statute. Lauer said it's fundamental, not fair that these mail-in precincts, Senate District 11 features Carlton and Pine counties and small parts of St. Louis and Kennebec counties. Only Carlton and Pine counties have mail-in precincts within the district, 27 total. Rarick, a state representative from Pine City area, noted that the mail day canceled last week during the polar vortex will only further hurt voters' chances of mailing in ballots on time. Well, I mean, that's a problem. And it's, you want to know the truth is, I'm not going to blame the Postal Service. I mean, they have been cut. Once again, trust me, I know enough postal employees. They know who's trying to kill off the postal union. They're knowing who's trying to kill off their jobs. And they've done a tremendous job of really limiting the power of the post office. And so I don't criticize them for shutting down when it got to minus 30 up there. I don't criticize them for you know, not being able to cover things in a timely manner because of their budget cuts up that way. I don't. But it needs to be addressed because people need to be able to vote and trust the system in place. Dear God. And by the way, can everyone call the Duluth News Tribune and ask why their endorsement was so dishonest? Why their endorsement? He's a union-endorsed master electrician, small business owner, in addition to already being an effective, respected leader. That's what they said. By far, he's got one-third the union endorsements that the Democrat has. I mean, that's... You know who the greatest champion was in the last year? The Chicago Bears. They were great. Matt, they lost in the first round of the playoffs. But weren't they the best champion we ever had? They were the greatest. Don't look anything past that. The final game of the regular. Do not look at the Chicago anymore. Nothing. They're the greatest champion we've ever had. There's belligerent, and then there's belligerent, and then there's the Duluth News Tribune. Come on, guys. You need to do better than that. You're supposed to be a respected newspaper. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Let's take a break. Come on back. God-awful news from the White House. Why not? It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
This is Chad, owner of AM950. I've been telling you about my friends at Snap Construction, who are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior construction company in the metro. Don't just take my word for it. Take a look at all their reviews online. Winter is the most cost-effective time of the year to complete your construction project. A majority of Minnesotans choose to have their work completed on their home in the summer when they should be enjoying the weather. As a result, the demand for labor in the summer is much higher. The most cost-effective way to improve or restore your home is in the winter due to the lower demand. Right now, Snap Construction is offering an additional 30% off of labor to the AM950 listeners on your next construction project between now and the end of February. Call 612-333-SNAP and mention AM950 for an additional 30% off. As always, Snap Construction stands by their work with a lifetime craftsmanship warranty. Don't wait to get a free estimate by calling 612-333-SNAP or find them online at snapconstruction.com. Financing options available.
Hey humans, this is me, Ellie Krug with Ellie 2.0 Radio. Ta-da! I'm putting on another Gray Area Thinking Human Inclusivity Training, and I want you to come. It will be at Open Book on Washington Avenue in Minneapolis on Saturday, March 16th from noon to 2 p.m. You can learn more or buy tickets by Googling Eventbrite Gray Area Thinking or by going to the Human is Human page on my website at elliekrug.com. Again, this is on Saturday, March 16th. See you there!
Oh no, you shattered your cell phone. Now what? Listen closely. We know you're lost without your phone. Bring it to Computer Revolution today. We'll fix it and have you back online before someone asks, "Where are you?" Computer Revolution with Cell Phone Repair has over 18 years experience fixing computer devices, all brands, all carriers. Computer Revolution with Cell Phone Repair, located in Roseville at Highway 36 and Fairview Avenue, or call 651-633-6600. We fix phones, same day, 7 days a week.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. 952-946-6205. I do want to mention this. I'll get Matt, Brad, hold on. I'll get your calls here in a second. But I do want to make sure I mention this, because they dropped this late on Friday night. So, you know, it's bad. And this is as god-awful as it gets. The White House, now, reminder, we know that the White House lost a whole bunch of kids. A few thousand children disappeared under the auspices of Trump's separation policy at the border. We took the kids. We didn't keep track of them. We lost them. Then came word, I think it was late summer, that there was another few thousand kids supposedly who had disappeared, to which the White House said, no, that's not true, and to which Trump supporters go, fake news, Matt. Well, funny story. The White House on Friday night admitted that thousands of more kids have disappeared due to Trump's separation policy, because they didn't keep track of anything. They basically ripped these children out of their parents' hands, put them into an ICE vehicle, put the parents into an ICE vehicle, didn't write down their names, didn't write down anything, didn't give them a receipt tab, anything. Sent them on their way, and at no point, it doesn't even sound like they had people that were speaking Spanish down with these people. They just ripped kids from there, chucked the kids into a van, chucked the parents into another van, and separated them, and they have completely lost track of those kids. Thousands of more children have been lost by the Trump administration under the flag of the United States. Here's where it gets even worse, if that's even possible. The Trump administration says there's no point in even trying to find these kids anymore, because they acknowledge they didn't keep track of them, they have no record of them, and it would be just too costly for them to try to figure out where those kids went. What the hell? There's no doubt some of these kids ended up with sex traffickers. Some of these kids ended up with complete strangers. We have no idea where these children are. No idea. And the federal government, because of their own ineptitude, Donald Trump, because of his own ineptitude, has thrown his hands in the air and said, oh, what are we going to to do. It's going to be pricey. We're not going to do it. They're just brown skinned kids. We're not going to go find them. Dear God. Yeah, we need to make that one a big issue. Matt is in Minneapolis. He's been kind enough to hold. Welcome on in, Matt.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Matt. I just want to call and say I am a member of the Carpenters Union, and I'm a proud journeyman with them. I do not support the move to support this rhetoric fella. I'm probably not saying his name right.
Rhetoric fella is pretty good, though. Rhetoric fella is pretty good, but it's Rhetoric.
Okay, thank you. So, I sit in on the political action committees that we have, and, you know, for the most part, we really try to support DFL workers, and occasionally they come to the group and say, well, you know, in an area where it looks like it's swinging red, we want to try and find a friend that's in the Republican Party. And me and a few other staunch DFL defenders, we just tell them invariably, every time we support one of these Republican cons, they always end up stabbing us right in the back. And it just goes to show you. And this guy was back on, this rhetoric fellow was back on his dues and everything else. And, you know, like, we ended up supporting him and against our better judgment. And I know I wasn't alone in the committee that stood up and kind of said something about this. And there were other people too.
And Matt, thank you very much. And thank you very much for being union. And thank you very much for calling in and clarifying that. I want to get to the other callers here, but I did want to make sure I make one or two quick comments on what you just said, because you're exactly right. You get union guys to say, well, it looks like the Republicans going to win, so maybe we should endorse them. The Republicans want to kill you. They want to kill you. They don't want to just weaken you. They want your union gone. They don't want you getting paid as much as you're getting paid. They don't want you getting any benefits. They don't want you having any say. They don't want you having anything. They want to wipe you out. And if you're dumb enough to go and endorse them, that's on you then. You could just not endorse anyone if that's an issue. But you know what? I'm sure as heck myself would not be for endorsing someone who's going to try to kill what I stand for and act like, well, the Republican is going to win. What are we going to do? Not endorse him. If you got a Republican who's really pro-union and you feel, you know, they got the track record, fine. But you'll need a DeLorean and Doc and McFly to go back in time for that one. Brad is in Robbinsdale. Really quick, Brad, you get the final say.
Okay, well, I can't match the outrage required for this child separation issue, but I was going to observe that years ago they had a recruiting campaign, join the Navy, see the world. Now it's going to be revised, join the Army, see Texas.
Yeah. Well, and that's, we'll have to leave it there. Yeah, that's what Trump's going to do. Oh my God, he lost thousands of more children. Oh man, we're back tomorrow. Till then, see ya.